like us, you know, say so.
Oh, we love you.
Hey, you know, we haven't been around these parts in a long time. I think about it sometimes and I think, Al Bam. That must be why. And now we're here in an egg. That's interesting. So I would like, we're going to start off with something a little sunny side up. And we hope you enjoy it. You guys all ready there, Bob? Almost. Everyone watch Bob. Are you sure? Oh, okay. Well, in that case. Thank you. That was, of course, great Green Onions, Booker T and the MGs. That's on our current album, and we'd like to play a few songs from that album tonight. The album's called Black Coffee. And this one is another one from that album, and this is, egg-wise, I would say this is probably a hard boil. And this is called My Eggs Are Tied. No, actually, My Hands Are Tied. Thank you. another one from the album. This is a song about getting older. You know, I don't know how I actually was able to write a song like this. I think it's because I wrote it with somebody that was growing older. Of course, a great songwriter. I was really lucky to write this with him, a guy named Dan Penn. He wrote Do Right, Woman for Aretha Franklin and Dark End of the Street, I'm Your Puppet. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great songs, so it's kind of thrilling to write with him, and also extremely humorous, since he's a pretty funny guy. And so we wrote this song, and I was inspired by how things change as you get older. The main thing that I noticed is that as you get older, they stop manufacturing things that you like. Until one day you wake up and they don't make anything that you like. And then you're a senior citizen. So I thought that I should write a song about that. So this is it. It's called Going, Going. Movie. One day was there and Okay, we're going to sneak out of that album for a minute and go back to another one. This is from the Soul of a Man album, and it's a song written by a guy that I kind of discovered when I lived in Nashville. I don't mean I discovered him, I mean, you know, for the, I didn't discover him for the world, I discovered him for me. And it kind of changed my life. When you find a great singer-songwriter, that's just really special. It's a lot of fun if you're a music fan. His name is Pat McLaughlin, and he's pretty amazing if you ever get the chance to see him. But he's like me. He doesn't leave home very much. And he lives in Nashville. I live in Boston, so I was actually able to get out of the house long enough to come here tonight. And, my wife was applauding too as I walked out the door. So we're going to do this Pat McLaughlin song that's kind of really fun, and this is called Don't Tell Me. One, two, three. Thank you. Okay, we're going back to the album again. Again, from the Black Coffee album. And egg-wise, I would say this was over easy. This is kind of a weird song for me to have written, in that it sort of invokes the sound of the 1940s. I was born in the 1940s, but I didn't know too much about what was going on until the 1950s. So it's weird to have written a song that sounds like the 40s, but it's just like kind of the window was open and the 1940s breeze blew in, and I captured it up, and then finished the song, and the window shut, and the breeze went out with it. And I'll probably never write another song like this again, but I'm glad I got to write this one. This is called How Am I Ever Gonna Get Over You? Thank you. educate myself from this situation. When my brain just keeps screaming out, Championship Wrestling, which sold about as much as the applause it just got. But there was something good about that album, and we're going to play it for you now. Gentlemen, 7 pounds of barbed wire. Use a cold biscuit for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside. Made out of rattlesnake hide. Brand new chimney made on top. Made out of a human skull. Come on, take a little walk with me. Only tell me who do you love. Dedicated to Rick Danko and Richard Manuel from the band. Who were very big influences on me and also very good friends, which is a good thing because it's good to learn from your friends. Of course, then you end up stealing from them. But only musically, not so bad. It's flattering, for them. So this is very influenced by them, and we'd like to play it for you now. This is called I Want You to Tell Me the Truth. I want you to tell me the truth now. not been as smooth as it's been rough. Thank you. That's an old soul tune from Oakland, California in the 60s by a guy named Roger Cummins. I always liked that song. That's from No Album. Maybe the next one. That's it. This is a kind of a, this is also from the album. This is kind of a tribute to Ray Charles in that he did this song. But we don't do it just like Ray Charles does, because who can really do that? So it's just a Cooperized version and a little tip of the hat to the great Ray, not Jamie Foxx. Two, three, four.
Yeah,
Okay, now we're gonna get into the time machine and go way back. I would say 1966. But then, I would say anything. This was a song that I wrote for the Blues Project, specifically for Andy Kohlberg, who was the bass player. When I joined the band and he saw that I wrote songs, he said, I wish that you could write an instrumental for me so I could play the flute in the band, you know, and take a break from playing the bass. So I said, well, I'll see what I can do. And stole this from Barney Kessel, great jazz guitarist. It was just a little lick that he played at the end of the song, like a cadenza, that when I was a youngster, I learned how to play it, because that's how I learned to play the guitar, was listening to other people on records. And so I had that lick, and then I made it into a song. And Andy is no longer with us, so we'd like to dedicate this to him tonight. And Daryl does quite a thing with it, though. So this is called, of all things, Flute Thing. Let me just take a moment. This is an amazing assemblage of musicians. I was just talking about this in an interview the other day. As you get older, you also learn, if you're a band leader, that a better person is better than a better musician when you're putting a band together. So when I started teaching at Berkeley, I met each of these people, and in each case, I was so fortunate in that I got both. I got a better musician and a better person, and we have a wonderful time on the road, being just as silly as the students that we teach. When we're in, you know, Notodden, Norway, and next month we're going to Forli, Italy. I never even heard of that. And, of course, all we get to do is play and then go on to the next place. But I think, you know, we will get some Italian meals thrown in. That won't be too bad. But I digress. On guitar, Bob Dozema. On trumpet, Jeff Stout. On saxophone and flute, Daryl Lowry. On bass, the newest addition to the funky faculty, but a teacher nonetheless, Jesse Williams. And on drums, the man holding it all together, Mr. Larry Finn.
Thank you.
Okay. That's
good. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's tight.
You all set there, gang? Here we go. So, Bob, is it all working? Oh, okay. Just checking. Okay, this time we're going to 1968. Moving up a couple of years. No telling what's going to happen. By the way, I just want to thank you all for coming to see us. We really appreciate it. Sonny Landreth was gracious enough to let us open for him tonight. And you would be remiss and greatly sorry if you happen to go home after we finish playing. I would not recommend that at all. It's kind of like, you know, in the old days, going to see like a double feature, a really good double feature, like on a Sunday afternoon. Like, you know, the Sound of Music followed by Psycho. Yeah, the guys in the band said, I think it was the other way around, Al. No, Sonny's a good friend of mine, and it's the first time we've got a chance to play on the same bill, and I think you're going to have a great time. But thanks for coming to see us, and we hope you enjoy this one here that goes like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Take a moment for love, baby. Take a moment for love now. Gotta go.